Chapter 16. I heard a loud voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The first went, and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast, and who worshipped his image. The second one poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a corpse. And every living thing in the sea died. The third poured out his bowl into the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the waters saying, You are righteous, who is and who was, the Holy One, because you have judged these things. For they poured out the blood of the saints and the prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve this. I heard the altar saying, Yes, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. The fourth poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to scorch people with fire. People were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has the power over these plagues. They did not repent and give him glory. The fifth poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened. They gnawed their tongues because of the pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. They did not repent of their works. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates. Its water was dried up, that the way might be made ready for the kings that come from the sunrise. I saw coming out of the mouth of the serpent, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits, something like frogs, for they are spirits of demons, performing signs, which go forth to the kings of the whole inhabited earth, to gather them together for the war of the great day of God, the Almighty. Look, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is he who watches, and keeps his clothes, so that he does not walk naked, and they see his shame. He gathered them together into the place which is called in Hebrew, Hor Megiddo. The seventh poured out his bowl into the air. A loud voice came forth out of the temple, from the throne, saying, It is done. There were lightnings, voices, and peals of thunder, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since man was on the earth, so great an earthquake, so mighty. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in the sight of God, to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Great hailstones, about 100 pounds each, came down out of the sky on people. People blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for this plague is exceedingly severe.